Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study of Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 11, titled, Every Knee Should Bow. This is part 2 of 2.
21. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. That's what they've done. They all get together and they talk and they impress each other with how much they know. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a what? There is none beside me. Now you're hearing a message this morning, puts a little more responsibility on you. You know that? Some people are a little ignorant of these things. They're not real solidly based, and they don't have a good foundation. And they don't hear, you know, most of the churches this morning, you're hearing, you are so wonderful. I just want you to know God loves you exactly the way you are. Don't change a thing because you're perfect. And you know what? You can do anything. Just believe. Just believe. I could preach Joel Osteen's message in 15 seconds, and it's what he says every week. And the little dumb sheep gobble it up. They love it. Actually, they should. I'm not trying to change the Bible, but I think it'd be fitting if God called us turkeys. Because you can just see these people out there, and Joel said, you're just wonderful the way you are. You don't need to change anything. And they're out there going, gobble, gobble, gobble. No offense to Squidward, by the way. They have a beautiful turkey named Squidward. You have to see pictures of it. Take a video and bring it in. There is none beside me, is what God says. That also means, you know what? You have a responsibility to speak. When you're around people who are pushing that nonsense, you got to say something. Amen. Not because I'm telling you to, because God tells you to. As a matter of fact, throughout the scripture, over and over, you'll see God saying, who will speak? Because sadly, God's people have not been very willing to speak through the years. Let's go back to Philippians now, chapter 2, where we started. Verse 10, I'll read verse 9, then you chime in verse 10. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, read that, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. That covers it all. That just covers everything. The name of Jesus every knee should bow. The name above every name, and the only name worthy of the praise of man, is Jesus. You're not going to spend eternity praising anyone else. It's so sad to see Christians mimicking the world, and you have Christian music awards and things like that. And then they all have their idols, you know, and they'll have big meetings and they'll just glorify that person. And so many of the preachers, it's all about them, their name and lights and their picture and everything. Ain't going to be none of that in heaven. Amen. Going to praise the name of Jesus. Turn a few pages over to Romans 14. Acts, Romans 14. Romans 14, beginning verse 7, says, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. And this is what I was saying earlier about working as unto the Lord. Verse 8, for whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Amen. For, verse 9, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Amen. And he's the only one. Verse 11, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord. Read that with me. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Amen. Verse 12, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. This is serious stuff, and it's about your personal daily life. It may not be about how beautiful you are and how to be rich and, you know, influence win friends and influence people. But this affects your daily life, because if you're not living for the Lord and you're not willing to take a stand against the culture of today, and you're not willing to stand in your own home and tell your own family and your own children the truth about this, and to attend a church, where thank God you do, to attend a church that takes this stand,
amen,
you're going to answer to God. There, every one of us shall give an account of himself. Verse 11, and back in Philippians 2 says, and that every tongue shall confess, or should, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Every tongue. Now, believers confess now in this lifetime. If you're really one of God's children, you will openly confess this, and you won't worry about hurting people's feelings when you do. 1 John 4:15 says, whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And of course, you have to fill in the definition of what it means to call him Son of God, because there's cults out there that'll say he's Son of God, but they don't mean he's God manifest in the flesh, second person of the Trinity, who died for the sins of the world, was buried and rose again, which is what the Bible means when it says Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
The wicked do not confess in this lifetime. So anyone hearing my voice right now, if you do not confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, God, who died for the sins of the world, and he's the only Savior,
amen,
you're wicked. You're among the wicked who do not confess in this lifetime. 2 John 1:7 says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Now, what's that mean? Well, first of all, there's the whole New Age movement and the Gnostic movement and all that. They teach that Jesus was just a spirit being. That the man Jesus in the flesh wasn't the Christ. And that's what this is addressing directly. But it has also become prevalent in, especially in colleges, where they deny Jesus existed. They deny the historic Jesus ever walked the earth. And there are more and more atheists and agnostics putting out books trying to influence people. Richard Dawkins has tried to make those claims. And he goes, kind of waffles when he gets around people who actually know their history. But they do. They try to teach that he hadn't even come. I don't care who it is. The Bible says they're deceivers. But they will confess at the white throne judgment. Those who will not confess in this lifetime, they will stand naked and exposed before a white throne judgment. Let's look at that as we get into our close here. Revelation chapter 20, our closing. We're already in close. Revelation 20. I know Jill was listening. Revelation 20, verse 11. I'll give you a minute to get there. This is important stuff here. Revelation chapter 20. Beginning there in verse 11, read that. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Man, let that just ring a bell in your head there. That's going to happen. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Now, folks, just a little FYI here, that the only people at this judgment, other than the survivors of the millennium, are unsaved people.
Yeah.
Those of us who are saved have been raptured, and we stood at the judgment seat of Christ, and our sins are not what is brought up at the judgment seat of Christ. They are covered by the blood paid for at the cross. These people are going to answer for the fact that their sins are not covered. They have no covering. That's everybody and anybody who will not and has not and does not confess Jesus. Verse 13, read that. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now read verse 15 closely. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Yeah, these people say, the good people, and this one, that person, she was so sweet, and blah, blah. Listen, if you're not born again by faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, having repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus, your name's not in that book. There's no debate. They open the book, and if your name is not found in the Lamb's Book of Life, you get cast in a lake of fire. There's not going to be a discussion. If you want saved, you want to be in heaven, you've got to do it now or you're damned.
Amen.
And anybody preaches anything else is a liar trying to take you to hell with them.
Amen.
So the question as we close, do you confess that Jesus is the Lord now? And it says that, I think we're going to look at that. We got to look at it. That's why I put this in here. Romans 10. I was just going to refer to it, but we got to read it. You got to understand something about this text. Romans 10, beginning of verse 9. I'll begin in verse 8 as you're turning there. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy what? Heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Read verse 9 with me. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're here this morning and all you did was lip it, and you didn't mean it, you're damned.
Amen.
You confess what's in your heart to be saved.
Amen.
Ain't no game playing. You can play games with everybody here, you can play games with everybody you know, but you won't play games with God. For with the heart, why? Verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. They both got to be there.
Amen.
Got to be from the heart through the mouth. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. And it all begins with repentance.
Amen.
That's why you confess from the heart, and that will not happen if you have not repented.
Amen.
It's an impossibility. Mark 1:15, that's why in reference to the kingdom of God, which is what you get into by being born again.
Amen.
Mark 1:15 says, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Why? Because they were not believing the gospel. They were believing something else, and they had to have a repentance.
Amen.
But what was standing in the way was their love of sin. So it's a repentance that involves not only what you believe about the gospel, but it's actually who you are. You're a wretched sinner who loves deception. That's your nature. And you have to repent of that.
Amen.
Toward God.
Amen.
And believe the gospel. You've got to let go of your opinion and turn to God. Acts 20:21, that's what the apostles preached, and this is after the transition, this is the establishment of the Church of Jesus Christ, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God desires all men to repent.
Amen.
We don't preach a Calvinistic gospel. We preach a gospel that says that, well, it says right here, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
Amen.
Because He hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained. That's Jesus. whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. You see, when Jesus rose from the dead, that was God's seal on the gospel. That's his guarantee. Watch this. They kill me. He referred to his body as the temple. He says, in 3 days I will raise it up again. Why? Because he was saying, I am the Creator God. They will kill my body. It'll lay in a tomb, and I will raise it from the dead, and that's how you know I will raise you too. Sing it like you mean.
God of creation, Father of light, ruler of nature, creator of time. O God of Israel, Lord of that land, you are Messiah, Redeemer of man. Glory to God, glory to God.
Say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth.
they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
I'm a man.